This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, August the 21st. Jeff, the summer is waning. We are 1 month away from the beginning of fall. Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, bring it.
No, it was fall.
Oh,
just
fall
got into
is
summer.
So beautiful. You
come
get all
on,
the colors.
No, save
and you
it
live
all.
In a wonderful part of the country where
yes,
your fall is so magnificent.
Yep, and that leads to winter. I'm out of here. Let's go. Get out of here. We're in the business of building rapport here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I, Doug Steffen. My job, our job is to help you get a spin. Spin. I don't like the word spin because I think spin implies insincerity. And we are very sincere. We may not agree. You may not agree with us. But we hold our truths to be self-evident. In a manner of speaking, and the rapport that we create with you hopefully is a comfortable one, because my intention is to build a rapport so that you can take something away from the conversation. And rapport for me is like it's an arm of education. I have certainly, Jay and I have great intentions to help you interact, if you will, with your own thoughts. What are the thoughts that influence you? As you start your day, as you spend your day, are you aware of your thoughts and how they lead you? I think that's one of the great things about being able to think. You know, we can think all the animal kingdom. There's this strange thing. Well, for example, we're the only ones that live here in the world that we're living in that are aware of our fate. There are, you know, the other creatures on the planet aren't aware of their fate until I will tell you that cows, when they're on their way into the slaughter, they know what's going on. They get the impact. They communicate with each other, that the emotions that are there. But I'm talking about in general, as we live our lives, we know that there's an end. And I say that like I know what I'm talking about with my dog, Daisy, for example. I don't even like to think about this. I remember thinking when Charlotte impacted me more. Sounds really cruel or just distant, but my mother was so sick, I was relieved when she died. And when my father got to the point where he was totally incapacitated, I hoped for him to die.
I think a lot of people feel that.
Yeah, I didn't feel badly either when either one of them died. It took me a long time to grieve for my mother. I suppose, in a manner of speaking, I may still be going through that process. And with my father, it depends on the day and what you're thinking, you know, how all of this fits together. But the point here is that we are all here to serve each other. We're here to help. We're not here to serve ourselves necessarily. It's good to take care of you. Difference between serving yourself, taking, you know, Jay and I had a bit of a discussion earlier on that you can hear in the replay of the Good Day Show, because the replay is every day, all day at gooddayshow.com, where we didn't agree about the ramifications of parents using their children for social media gain.
For profit.
Yeah, but you see, that's a stimulation, and we're both sincere in our point of view. Once in a while, I'll go down a street, and I'll just say what I say to get people going. Yeah,
instigator.
Yeah, kind of.
But isn't it fun? I'm sorry, but wouldn't that be boring if everybody agreed on everything all of the
terrible.
Time?
We wouldn't be having a program.
Good grief.
Yeah. All right, over the weekend, there were a couple of close calls at a couple of airports. Fortunately for our country, we've not had a fatal plane crash involving a commercial airliner in 14 years. It's incredible when you think about the millions of people that get on an airplane every single day and fly all over the place. Planes are on top of each other, below each other. You know, there's only 1,000 feet sometimes that separate planes when they're going crisscross across the country or north and south, wherever it is. This system that keeps the planes from crashing into each other once in a while has a burp or a hiccup. And so, you know, more of the problems when it comes to planes getting damaged happen on the ground. There was a recent thing at LaGuardia in New York where a couple of planes touched each other because the air traffic control people weren't talking to each other, and that's a human error.
Yes.
But then you look at, you know, you hear me every once in a while talking about the airline trust fund with the Social Security trust fund, the highway trust fund. All of those have been raided, so there's nothing in them. No money to improve the traffic, the air traffic control facilities at airports all around the country. And that's on the government. And I guess in a matter, are we even conscious of it? Do you know how the government works? Do you know how this stuff works?
Does the government know how the government
works? I don't even know exactly. I mean, the fact I'm bringing this up because there were 46 near misses involving commercial airlines just last month. And most of them were either landing or taking off. I mean, it's a small fraction of the, what, but it's probably 1.5 million, I say probably, I know, it's between 1.4 and 1.5 million flights a month in this country alone. But, now, am I bringing this up because I'm trying to scare you? Nah, it's an interesting, yeah, I'm getting back to the season where I travel pretty much every week someplace. I'm going on a trip next Monday for an overnight, and I think about getting on the plane and going, and I just, it doesn't, it's like getting in my car and driving. I feel as good getting in the car and driving to the airport as I do getting on a plane and going someplace. I find that most of the people that are pilots, that are working in this field, are more dedicated for whatever the reason. The people that, these people take real pride in their work. They try to make sure that everything is safe, even though that's their job. You know, and I know that people have jobs, and some people do better at their jobs than others. But it seems that the circumstance here it's a very interesting reality to just take it. We just assume, sort of, or we take it for granted that everything's going to be okay. And it's a very complex, the air traffic control system is very complex. Not only is it dependent on people, but the computers on these planes are so sophisticated, you know, they get to the point where they almost fly themselves. And once in a while, there's a dangerous mistake that happens, and I'm not suggesting, I just am looking at this stuff. A lot of people blame it on Reagan because he fired the air traffic controllers when he was president. They went on strike, and he said, if you go on strike, I'm going to fire you all. And they went on strike, and he fired them all because government workers are not supposed to be, they're not supposed to strike. But look at teachers that strike. Look at all these people that strike. They shouldn't, and but they aren't held. The rules don't apply. And so we get what we deserve, in a manner of speaking. So now there are a lot of, since they hired that whole new bunch back in the 80s, most of those people are retiring now. And because we're not investing, the government, the members of the spending arm of the government is the House of Representatives. That's where budget stuff starts. And all of the problems that we have are directly related to those 435 people. Absolutely, positively, 100% of the failure of our government to do what it's supposed to with the money that we entrust. We are paying our taxes. We entrust the government to use the money wisely. Do they? No, they don't. And they take money out of, never mind the taxes that the general taxes, but the taxes that you pay when you buy a ticket to get on a plane, right? Or the taxes you pay at the pump to take care of the roads and the infrastructure of the highways. That money's not being used for that at all. It's being used for other things. So, at any rate, I just
look at all the potholes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tropical Storm Hillary, kind of a bust. Rain, wind in L.A. Some trees went down. Power went out for a little while. Roads were closed here and there, but there's damage, but it's not any worse than a big heavy storm that you have in February or whenever last. If Jennifer were here, she'd tell you the story, and I, as a part-time Angelian, tell you the same thing. No big deal, but at any rate, here we have everybody pointing once again. Yep, it's climate change. Yeah, the water is warmer in the Pacific this year because it's an El Nino year. Water gets warmer with El Nino and cooler with La Nina.
Uh-huh.
But this storm, Hillary, made landfall on the Baja, which is the peninsula that connects Mexico and California. There were mudslides. Yep. There were canceled events. Yep. What I thought was most interesting was the earthquake in the middle of the storm.
Mother Nature
doing a little burping and farting here, and
so eloquently.
It's all about yes, thank you. Yes, if I'm nothing, if I'm not eloquent, as we know. I'm more interested in what happens. Yeah, with the Maui fire and the aftermath of that, and
what are they going to do moving forward to prevent something like this from happening?
They need to require the power companies to do what they're supposed to do, and they mm-hmm. haven't. It happens time after time.
Exactly, and that's what caused the fires. The weather pattern is what mm-hmm. sent them flying, pretty much.
Yep.
The sirens not going off. They had the technology. They didn't use it.
Guy quit and was actually
yes.
fired.
Oh, yeah. Resigned. Was he forced to resign? But also, so what are they going to do moving forward? But what is everybody else, how the notes from this? How is everybody mm-hmm. else going to push forward in when tragedy strikes, when something happens? Because let's be honest, at some point it will. It could be an oil spill from a tanker that moves out. How are people going to be alerted to this?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good question. Hopefully there are some good answers prevailing, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour here on Monday. Good day.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
Have that flat week shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a spot check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With a smile in our voices on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, James Collins at controls in our studio in Dallas. Social media time, celebrity news, things that are trending. Before we get there, a couple of quick reminders. This program brought to you in part by the folks at 541 Travel who encourage you, who urge you right now to call 800-419-DOUG, which translates to 800-419-3684. And you will, if you're in the first queue, the 10 callers that get in first, get automatically 2 free nights in Las Vegas. No questions asked, no tricks, nothing. So take advantage of how easy it is to get a couple of nights free in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684. Just as a postscript to the conversation about food and all the things that have affected food, there will be plenty of cranberries for Thanksgiving. I made a plane reservation. I thought I was on the phone making a lot of reservations last night, and I reluctantly made reservations for Thanksgiving because I don't usually like to travel on Thanksgiving, but my son wants me to come to Napa with his wife and him and their family, so I'm going to go to Napa for Thanksgiving Day.
That was so great.
With that, the cranberry thing, I was thinking, you know, we don't have fruit here. We don't have a lot of some of the veggies because of the late frost and the floods and stuff, but we got plenty of cranberries, so never fear, cranberries will be here for Thanksgiving. Has nothing to do with celebrity news, but what we have is a focus on Bradley Cooper, who says he's feeling very lucky now that he's 48 years old and has gotten to be 48. Something about him that you probably didn't know right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I must tell you, Jay, that before I saw this, if I knew it, I had forgotten that Bradley Cooper had a real problem with drug addiction early in his career, and it nearly killed him. So he's been talking about his sobriety and what it is that alcohol and drugs do to you. And so, you know, he looks at his children and thinks, wow, am I lucky? He got sober when he was 29, so it was, what, 20 years ago. He's been sober most of the time. But one wonders, you know, the part he played in The Hangover, for example, was that something that was orchestrated by his experience? You got to wonder that.
I would think more so the, what's that film with Lady Gaga where he had addiction issues, his character had addiction issues.
Star is Born.
That was Star is Born. That would be one that he was probably really able to go down deep into that from his personal experience, but also having come out on the other side, finding the light through his dark tunnel, he was able to not let it destroy him as so many, especially actors who do the method acting. Will, where they become that character, but he was in such a bad way, and it wasn't until he was fired from working with Jennifer Garner on Alias that he was
in that show. That was a great show. That got her started, and Victor Garber, it was a great show. I'm surprised. I'd forgotten he was in it, actually, but, yep. All right, so there's a good story. At least it turned out well. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LIN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California are working to restore power to a few thousand customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. A tropical storm warning is in effect for some 42 million people as El Nino storm continues to bring much-needed water to the drought-stricken area. No deaths have been reported in the southwest, but there is widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Flood watches are in effect for Southern California into parts of Arizona, Oregon, and Idaho. As of 3 o'clock this morning, just over 17,000 homes in California were without power in the path of Hillary. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Hawaii today. The Bidens will meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people, with over 1,000 still missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello?
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Yabba dabba doo. That's Yogi Bear. Yabba dabba doo. No, that's Yogi Bear. Not Yogi Bear. Hello, 34 after the hour. Monday is upon us, the 21st of August. I think I brought you up to date enough on the fact that we're 2/3 of the way through the month, and you've got a month until the beginning of fall. This is something I'd like you to think about. All right, you thinking?
I'm thinking.
Okay. So is Daisy, it sounds like.
Yeah,
so,
she shook it out. She's thinking.
All right, shaking it out. So the question about moving ahead and wondering whether you should do it or not do it. When you make up your mind you're going to do something, do you make it up kind of like that? Everybody's different. Some people wait and they think and they machinate and they work it over. Mm-hmm. And by that time the opportunity usually is over. So my suggestion, you don't have to be like me when you grow up, but this is what I do. I make a decision and I stick with it. Sometimes it's a good decision, sometimes it's not, but once you do it, stand up for what you have done, stand up for what you believe in, The world needs you, and the world needs your voice. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Some of you wonder. I remember having a conversation with a lady I was involved with at the time who was frustrated with her life, and she wondered. I remember sitting in the kitchen. She just sat on the floor, plunked herself on the floor. She was having a tough time, and she looked at me. She said, "I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing here. Means, what's my life about?" She was frustrated, and even I haven't seen her for almost 7 years, but I can just imagine. I hope she's found peace and solace, because she was a wonderful human being, but she just was lost kind of in all of it. And that isn't what you're here for. You're here to help people. And so I would say this to you, whoever's listening, whoever you are, you have something to say about what's going on. So say it. And I think in league with that, I was, you know, we were looking at some of the things that were on the Talk Radio Countdown show, and we didn't really talk much about what happened with that group of activists, those young people that were responsible for the legal victory in Montana last week, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Moving, huh? The battle against climate change. Now, we all have different ways of looking at climate change and the things that are happening on the planet. And I said that with the rain and the storm that moved in California and the earthquake, Mother Nature's burping and farting. But things are changing. And they do, because if you understand, then this is the problem with our educational system. It's too one-sided. My daughter and I talked for a half an hour about this last night, about what Miles is going to learn in school that is important to his maturing into a solid citizen as an adult. He needs to know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to know how to put in English a good sentence together and what good grammar is. He needs to understand how his body works. He needs to understand how he fits into the community. Now, is that a job? Are any of those exclusive of school or exclusive of home and parenting? I would have said, if you had asked me that question when I was teaching school back in the 60s and 70s, there was a definitive separation between kind of church and state, or parenting and schooling. Not so much today. And Megan gave me a good, she really argued her point well, which she always does, to convince me that maybe things are different now, and that youngsters, when they're coming along, do need to know something about what the societal conversation. If you isolate children, for example, she was talking to Miles about Trump and what Trump is all about, because he doesn't know much about the presidency yet. He doesn't know much about, but he knows he hears the word Trump, and he wants to know, you know, who is Mr. Trump? And so, you know, he's a former president, a businessman, and all the other things. But it's hard to present Trump without there being some bias or some kind of cuckoo involved with it, one way or another. So how do you keep your children, or how do you teach your children to be objective and not, this is right and this is wrong, but you think it through. You observe. That's what I taught my children to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Yeah, the whole how to think, not what to think, but also asking them questions in return. And
right.
As far as Trump goes, that's a great example. But also think about how much that it feels we have to explain about Trump. When you look at all the other presidents, well, you just name the presidents. You should just know the names of the presidents. You don't at certain ages, you don't need to know all of the ins and outs. And that can be the case too. What's age appropriate and everything like that. But I think that when children ask questions to help them with coming up with some of their own answers or how they feel about things is not to give them the answers, but to reformulate the question back to them and then help them learn and to also question things, question authority.
Well, we need to question authority. I've done that all my life. I think it started when I was younger, maybe not so much until I actually started teaching school. And that's when I saw how ridiculous the school system. You know, you don't know when you're a student what's going on in terms of running the school. But when you become a professional, you work in the circumstance. Maybe this goes for any job. You don't really know the ins and outs of it until you get into the soup. And in terms of this group of youngsters who battled in Montana and won, I don't know that I think that all their ideas are exactly in alignment with mine, but that's so what? They went to work. There's a lot of stuff going on in schools, not only here in America, but all around the world. I saw a story of a German high school group of youngsters who were basically doing the same thing the youngsters in Montana did. And a bunch of kids in England did the same thing. And so, you know, you look at all of this stuff, and one of the things that moved the youngsters in Montana was what's happening to the water supply for the natives there. And I think, isn't it Montana or one of the states that they're going to put a pipeline under the river or, you know, around the river or the lake or some foolish thing, mm-hmm. and they could easily put it someplace else, but because they're too cheap or lazy or whatever. And that's what the youngsters may find out about this stuff. I don't know if they found out about it in school or not. But should they find out these things in school? Is this something that should be taught? See, I have a real problem about people who worship at the altar of climate change. But the other side of it is, do you know how the planet works? Is that being taught in the earth science classes in junior high school and high school?
I think to an extent, but maybe not enough. And yeah, that's right. It's the climate change is real, but why is it happening?
Yeah.
And how often has it happened before? And the whole concept that climate change is real, it's happening, and it's 100% because of man.
Yeah.
Not half
no.
true. Half.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Man is probably progressing it along a little bit quicker.
Moving it faster along.
But yeah, it's something that is going to happen regardless, and it was happening, and it has happened in the past.
Yeah.
And that's probably not being taught in the sense of, yes, this is a reality, but that's not the whole truth, what people are saying. And then you have the opposite side of, no, climate change is not happening, period. It's never happened in the history of the planet before. It won't ever happen in the future.
Nonsense.
No, also.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Here's the story of a 65-year-old who paddled into the record books with a 6,800-mile solo kayak trip from the tip of Canada down to Florida and back again. Good Lord. Imagine that. 6,800 miles. Mark Furman is his name. Paddled 1,643 hours. Man, the muscles in his shoulders and his arms by this time. Wow, I hope he had something good to eat to support the protein needs that his muscles had.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in a kayak? Have you ever paddled a kayak?
I haven't done the kayak thing, but I would like to.
Yeah. This guy, when he got back, he got out of the kayak and he said, "How about a beer?" Right. You know, and there are a lot of people supporting him along the route back and forth. He says he's going to do another trip at some point in time. So he completed a charity kayak run from Oslo to Greece a couple of years ago, and he said that that's kind of what made him think this would be a good thing to do. So he did. And he kept doing, he put his kayak in the water and go out three or four nights a week, and he was somebody who climbed rocks and do all kinds of things. So anyway, good luck. He raised $7,000 on his GoFundMe page to pay for the trip, and then he decided, I guess, to give it to a couple of charities. So, in the name of charity, the name of man conquering, man is, as I was talking about before, we're the only ones that are aware of our fate, but we also are, I think, pretty good at seeing things. What was the Kennedy line? I remember Teddy Kennedy talking at the funeral for his brother Bobby Kennedy. He saw wrong and tried to right it. That was a line that has stuck with me for forever. And I think that that's kind of the hope that we would all have.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who found rights, Jimmy Carter and his wife, according to their family, the grandson was on social media over the weekend and said they're in the final chapter of their lives. And he was reminiscing on how he goes to visit his grandparents, and he looks at all the things that have happened in their lives and how exciting it's been, and how they're sharing that. Jimmy's 98. He has ceased medical intervention as of earlier this year. Rosalyn is 96. She has dementia.
Mm-hmm. She's not officially in hospice care, but he is doing home hospice. And so they do get to be together. And I guess with Rosalyn, with Jimmy, he's still himself. He's aware of everything that's going on.
Yep.
He's just more tired, as his grandson had put it. And then Rosalyn is, while she's battling dementia, she still has, her days are better than not. And as long as she gets a solid amount of sleep, that her symptoms tend to be a little bit less, and she is aware of what's going on. She knows what's going on. They hold hands all the time. And apparently she signed off on the press release that went out regarding her dementia and that she would be home with Jimmy and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they are good people, and it is not a bad, it is not a measure of their abilities or his ability as president. He's just a good human being.
Well, look at the family.
Okay. Well, I just thinking about what we were saying earlier about Trump and what you teach youngsters about the, you know, what would happen to, if you want to compare and contrast Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump in terms of their presidency. Certainly it was a different time in the mid-70s when Jimmy Carter was president. But still, what do we think of when we think of Jimmy Carter? We think of a kind, gentle man who may not have been a particularly good president.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
family
turn it around.
Around him.
And and then Trump, who's exactly the opposite. He was actually a pretty good president, but he's not a wonderful human being. And so it's, you know, and Richard Nixon was kind of like that as well. Reflections, in a manner of speaking, here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available, and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals, or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Great pop song from a great pop movie. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man on Movie Moments. He's also really good when it comes to all sorts of things that we're concerned about with regard to entertainment and streaming and television, film, all that good stuff. So, Chucker, why are we playing that music?
This day in movie history, August 21st, 1987, Dirty Dancing was initially released in theaters. It was a what they call a low-budget movie produced by an independent company called Vestron, which ultimately went bankrupt. But this was a very successful film, shot on a budget of gas fumes. It wound up grossing 200. I don't even know. The budget was so low, I don't even know if you could throw it in a coffee can and count it. But it wound up doing $214 million. In its release. That is a very successful movie. It stood the test of time. It's extremely, to this day, very, very popular. If you do a revival of it on the big screen, you will get a crowd. Jennifer Grey was 26. Patrick Swayze was 35 when they shot this film. But I'm a big fan. And they're going to have a sequel that comes out, I believe, later this year with Jennifer Grey in the role. They actually did a movie called Havana Nights, which was a semi-sequel that Patrick Swayze had a cameo in. Not a lot of people remember it. Didn't do well.
Yeah.
Wasn't very good. But Dirty Dancing in 87 was a very good movie.
All right. Write that down, ladies and gentlemen. That's the horse.
Jerry Orbach was really good in that film.
He was.
I know you're
good.
A fan of him.
Yeah, I like Jerry.
Very good. He helped elevate that movie.
All right. Looks like Blue Beetle ended Barbie's 4-week reign as number one. What else happened in the box office over the weekend?
Well, here, let me talk about Blue Beetle. Now, here's the deal. It's a DC movie, DCEU, which was filmed before James Gunn took over the superhero universe at DC. Nobody thought this movie was going to do gangbusters. Yeah, it's $25 million number one. It is the lowest grossing DC movie ever made, but nobody expect much different. Here's the thing. I went to see it. I brought my wife and daughter on Friday afternoon. I got to tell you, I had a great time with this movie. I thought it was a terrific entertainment. It was very funny. It was, beside the lead actor from Cobra Kai, who I thought was extremely appealing. He has a very bright future, I think, in film. The entire cast was terrific. George Lopez, here's the thing about this movie, Doug. It is a love letter to family, the Latino community, and I thought it was really unique. Entertaining George Lopez. I never thought I would say this in a movie, but he ate this movie up. He was tremendously entertaining.
See, I wouldn't go see it because I don't like him. Generally speaking, he's not my favorite guy, so maybe I'm making a mistake.
But I'm going to tell you, despite whatever people want to say, oh, the box office, he had number one, but low, I don't care. This movie, over time,
will
gain a following because it's a very good entertainment. I highly recommend, if you want to have just a good time at the movies, go see Blue Beetle. It was number one. Bobby, number two, another $21,567,000 in 5 weeks. Domestically, Oppenheimer, another $10.6 million, $285 million in 5 weeks. Domestically, the Turtle and Ninja Turtle movie, $88 million in 4 weeks. That's a good number. And this other animated movie about dogs and cats did $8.3 million. I don't remember the title of it. I didn't write it down. But it's definitely the summer of Bobby and Oppenheimer. But as I said on the air before, a lot of the male action movies have been shot down. I guess Blue Beetle would be in that category. But here's the thing. National Cinema Day, Doug, August 27th this year, second year in a row, $3 tickets nationwide. Last year was extremely popular. I think it's a good idea to do this.
I think you do a disservice. As much as I love you, I say this all the time. I think you do a disservice by continuing to put down the action flicks, which obviously
are. But here's the thing.
Reality for whom? It's not a reality for me. I don't agree with you at all.
But I said this for 2 years now, I don't want the movie-going experience just to be about one or two genres.
No, it shouldn't be. You're right.
The reason Bobby has become a hit is because it's a movie that women wanted to see and have come out to see it, and I think that's a really good thing.
That's good.
We need more. We need more.
Absolutely.
The reason I went to see Blue Beetle is because I do like superhero movies.
I don't like superheroes.
I don't want to see every movie being a superhero movie. I think it's.
I want to see more movies like the Agatha Christie stuff.
I get it.
Those movies, that kind of stuff.
Do it all.
All right. So, we'll have to talk about this Snow White thing.
I'm tired of arguing with you.
No, come on, Chucker. That's what makes it interesting. Bye bye, Chucker.
All right.
Bye bye, Jay. At least to the end of this hour. It's Doug Steffen's Good Day program now. It happens to be 59 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.